Remarks by Ellen G. White. As Smith concluded his remarks, Ellen White quite unexpectedly arose from her couch to speak to the large audience. She later described the experience. After Elder Smith had given the funeral discourse, I did so long to say something to let all know that the Christian's hope was mine and sustained me in that hour of bereavement, but I feared I could not stand upon my feet. I finally determined to make the trial, and the Lord sustained me. The doctor stood ready to catch me, he said, if I fell. Brother John and Willie and Edson were also watching to aid me, but I went through with what I had to say with clearness. As I arose, she later declared, strength was given me, and I spoke about 10 minutes, exalting the mercy and love of God in the presence of that crowded assembly. Her remarks were stenographically reported. Standing and steadying herself with a hand on the casket, she spoke in a clear voice. I want to say a few words to those present on this occasion. My dear Savior has been my strength and support in this time of need. When taken from my sickbed to be with my husband in his dying moments, at first the suddenness of the stroke seemed too heavy to bear, and I cried to God to spare him to me, not to take him away, and leave me to labor alone. 2 weeks ago we stood side by side in this desk, but when I shall stand before you again, he will be missing. He will not be present to help me then. I shall be alone, and yet not alone, for my Savior will be with me. And now I take up my life work alone. I thank my Savior I have 2 sons he has given me to stand by my side. Henceforth the mother must lean upon the children, for the strong, brave, noble-hearted husband is at rest. The turmoil with him is over. How long I shall fight the battles of life alone I cannot say, but there is one thing that I will say to you, and that is, that when I saw my husband breathe his last, I felt that Jesus was more precious to me than he ever had been in any previous hour in my life. When I stood by my firstborn and closed his eyes in death, I could say, the Lord giveth and the Lord taketh away, blessed be the name of the Lord. And I felt then that I had a comforter in Jesus Christ. And when my little one was torn from my arms, and I could no longer see its little head upon the pillow by my side, then I could say, the Lord giveth and the Lord taketh away, blessed be the name of the Lord. And now he upon whose large affections I have leaned, with whom I have labored and we have been united in labor for 36 years is taken away, but I can lay my hands upon his eyes and say, I commit my treasure to thee until the morning of the resurrection. In Memoriam, pages 4042. She spoke at length of the Christian's hope and of Jesus, who from henceforth would be her counselor and friend till she would meet her husband in that land where there is no parting, where there is no separation, and where none shall any more say, I am sick. The prospects were too bright for the shedding of tears. In closing she remarked, I look to that morning when the broken family link shall be reunited, and we shall see the King in his beauty, and behold his matchless charms, and cast our glittering crowns at his feet, and touch the golden harp and fill all heaven with the strains of our music and songs to the Lamb. We will sing together there. We will triumph together around the great white throne. 95 carriages joined in the funeral procession to Oak Hill Cemetery. In addition, nearly 100 people went on foot. White was laid to rest in the family plot, where his 2 sons and his father and mother, John and Elizabeth White, were buried. After the funeral, Ellen White was taken back to the sanitarium for the night. On Sunday she was taken on a bed out to their home, where she was joined by the members of the family who had attended the funeral. James's brother John was delighted with the place, but as for Ellen, she declared, the light of my home had gone and henceforth I should love it for his sake who thought so much of it. It just met his taste. But how can I ever regard it as I could if he had lived?